That's not how I want to be railed, asshole.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. Are you?
I'm okay.
All right, how long for a reboot?
15 seconds.
Get Hayden's team down here as soon as you have a signal again.
She's persistent.
Yeah, a little bit. Will that glass hold?
It should. We can't go anywhere yet, but they can't get in either. Were you really dating her?
No, not dating. Mm-mm.
So, you're not seeing anyone?
Baby, I've been single since we broke up.
Me too.
I'm aware we were in a bad situation, but that didn't stop me from leaning forward, cupping my hand around the back of Sam's neck, and kissing her.
I got this!
Move.
I said I got this.
I slowed my kiss and opened my eyes because some Gandalf-looking motherfucker had got out of the SUV that T-boned us. And with a wave of his hand, he tossed Liara aside. I would have laughed, but I heard the door to our car start rattling. Shit, he's trying to pull it open.
Yeah, that's not good.
Now, Stella, what the fuck?
I think there's another one.
Well, that's hardly fair.
System error. Fuck. They must have put something on the car.
All right, plan C.
I'm thinking. Wait.
Sam leaned over to me, taking off my chain with my wedding ring. Babe?
Your ring has an emergency teleport built into it.
Wait, you put one in my ring too? Besides the one in my watch? Well, when did you do that?
I'll explain later.
Where's it going, SVT DC?
No, the basement.
Huh.
Sam ran her finger over the stone 3 times. Whispered something I couldn't hear, and in a band of pale pink light, we disappeared.
They're gone.
Fucking how? You know what? Don't talk. And if you ever do that to me again, I'll drain you dry.
Just call him.
They got away.
Your incompetence is impressive. We know where they've gone.
So give me the location.
No. You've already made too much of a mess. You were instructed to find and detain Samara. Quietly.
Deanna was the easiest way to Samara.
I'm starting to see why you left Nemoria.
Fuck you.
Clean up the scene and wait for my call. You only get one more chance.
Don't threaten me.
It's not a threat. You wouldn't be the first vampire we've gotten containment. Be useful or be used.
Fucking asshole. Let's move.
Put your headphones on and let's begin. Pulled from the Tales of the Forgotten archives, we bring you Don't Stop, Episode 2.
One of the reasons we didn't sell the house was because I'd built a private teleportation portal in the basement. Only legal because we worked for SVT Dimensional Control. And only for emergencies. After what happened 2 years ago, I needed to know Dee could come home safe. I looked at her as she materialized. I'd been her safe place too. And she'd been mine. She still was mine.
You okay?
Yeah. Let's update Hayden. Call Hayden.
Where are you? You good?
We're safe.
I'm sending you the recordings from the car.
Should give us a head start at identifying them. Your lead tomorrow must be damn good if they're putting in all this effort to stop you.
It is. We'll radio back in when it's done.
Sure you don't want backup?
I've got backup. I've got D.
You guys are gross.
You have no idea.
He doesn't know the details for tomorrow.
No.
Well, that's very SVT of you.
Need to know isn't just a motto.
Oh, facts. But we don't think...
That he's Alliance? No. Just being extra cautious and keeping the circle small.
Oh, you're so smart, and that's really fucking hot.
Are you hungry?
Oh, I'm starving.
Voice activate. Samara McCoy. At my voice command, the wall that hid the teleportation room slid to one side. The basement itself was normal. Sort of. But I paused, looking at the workbench. at the spot on the floor that was cleaned of blood the night I'd gotten justice. And the night I lost Dee.
You sure you're okay?
Yeah. Memories.
I get it.
I could have handled that better.
You handled him just fine, if that's what we're talking about.
No, I mean, that night. The night we broke up. I could have handled that better.
I could have too. And all the days before it. And after it.
Come on. Fridge is full.
Oh, you've been working here?
Yeah, just for the last 2 weeks. After us, I took a long sabbatical.
Yeah, I did too. All right, I'm cooking.
I won't complain. Want a drink?
Oh, God, it's yes, please.
I got you.
So, how did you manage to track down Todd's wife?
Wild-ass coincidence.
Oh, no shit?
I was at SVTDC 2 months ago, meeting the new recruits.
You know, I really love them.
Yeah, I do too.
That new chick, Beth, have you had her muffins?
I tried one. It was okay.
What? No, they are so good. Get the blueberry next time. Trust me.
Okay, maybe. So, new recruits. One of them, Paul, was back from a recon mission. Nothing related to the Alliance at all. He tells me some woman stopped him in the street, asked for me, and gave him a phone number. Then she dipped.
Oh, that's shady as hell. Why not go with him? Paul is the nicest guy.
That's what I said.
Oh, wait. Maybe Anais was with him, because she's, well, something.
Yeah, she is. But no, Paul says he was alone. I called the number, no answer.
Oh, that's super shady.
Super shady. So I go on the hunt. It takes me another 2 weeks, and finally I find her. I straight up corner her coming out of the Galactic Airport.
That was brave of you.
I'd had enough of her shit, to be honest. Make me track her ass down after asking for me?
Oh, fair. Here you go.
Thank you. Ugh, smells so good.
I am a 5-star Michelin.
You know, that's not a thing, right?
Lies. What happened next?
She looks spooked. Extremely spooked. She tells me she's Todd's wife, that she's got information, and begs me not to make her talk at the airport. Says she'll meet me.
Huh. It took me so damn long to track Todd down. And all that surveillance we did on that motherfucker before the raid? I saw him with plenty of women, and men, come to think of it. But I had no idea he was married.
Right? I reviewed all that footage. You don't see her with him, not once.
Do you believe her?
I'm not sure, but if she does have information, it's worth checking out.
Huh. Do we even think she's gonna show tomorrow?
She might not. But it's clear the Alliance thinks she is if they're trying to stop me this bad.
You know, that's what's got me fucked up. How do they even know? She had to tell them, right?
Maybe. But if she did, why not wait and attack us at the meetup? Why do all this?
Hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. Where's the meetup at?
Public place. Open that second folder.
Oh, photographs. Going old school.
With how spooked she was being, I don't know. Something told me to just keep everything close to vest.
A woman's instincts are never wrong. All right, what we got here? Rooftop cafe. Yeah, that's good. Less chance we'll get sniped. Huh. Well, it's not the most secure location in the world, but I can definitely work with it.
You're the best. You'll keep us safe. Dee's easygoing expression left her face. Fast. Too fast. She stopped looking at the pictures in the folder and stared at her near empty plate. I worried I shouldn't have said that. Was it too soon? But I believed it. She'd already saved my life tonight. Dee...
I'm okay. Thanks for the drink. You know, you still make a mean mojito.
Of course.
I'll go through all this in detail. I'll be ready for tomorrow. Whatever comes.
I know you will.
Why did you ask for me? Me, specifically. You know, I talk a lot of shit, but there are other agents.
They're not as good as you.
I don't know if I deserve that.
You do.
But that's not the reason.
It's not the reason either. I needed the best on this. We've been chasing our tails when it comes to getting a solid location for an Alliance cell. They're taking people, and we can't find them. It has to stop.
All right. Agreed.
I wanted to see you two. I wanted to know what it would feel like. What I would feel like. Being back in your orbit.
What's it feel like?
What's it feel like for you?
Familiar. Not different, but not the same either.
Is that
a good thing?
Yeah.
You said earlier I wasn't always crazy about you. And that's just not true. I was. I still am.
Being near you again makes me feel good. Makes me feel like me again.
Sam,
Don't say it.
Okay. Did you mean it? When you said you loved me?
Yes.
What you said before, I heard you. I really don't want to hurt you. Or me.
I know. I'll clean up.
Okay. Thanks.
Some of your clothes are still upstairs, if you want to change.
Oh, you mean those hoodies you stole?
Was it really stealing, though? Just the small sounds of her leaving one room and going into another were achingly familiar. I probably should have stayed put, done the dishes. But I'd also made her a promise before we left the club. I found her in her bedroom. Well, what used to be her bedroom. She was sitting on the bed, looking at nothing, at everything. Memories. I understood. And it did stupid things to me to see her sitting there again. She smiled when she saw me. I smiled back, crossing the threshold. I still had her ring. I took it out of my pocket and put it around her neck. It belonged on her finger. I was startled to realize how much I wanted it back on her finger. Dee lifted the ring, kissed it, and smiled at me. Fuck. She had such a soft, charming smile. It made me melt. Even now. I took both her hands, pulling her closer, backing up into the bathroom. I pushed her back against the shower wall. It thrilled me when she let me do that, because I honestly couldn't have moved her if she didn't want me to. Dee was all lean, sexy muscle, and golden brown skin. She looked too damn hot in most things. Impossibly hot under the spray of the dual shower heads. I did want to kiss her everywhere, but she framed my face and kissed my lips and made it so hard. Too hard to go slow. My hand was between her legs and I felt hers on me. She touched me the way I touched her, slid her fingers inside me when I did the same, and I couldn't stand how good it felt. Feeling her fucking me while I was fucking her. I wanted her to come with me. It was my favorite thing in the world. And I pressed my lips against her ear, letting her hear me. She didn't last too long after that. Neither did I. I was panting into her shoulder, cupping her tightly, feeling her writhe against my hand while I pulsed against her finger still inside me.
Oh, I love coming with you.
Me too. Me too.
I want you to come again for me.
Right now?
In just a moment.
Her finger slipped out of me, and I was moved. If you've never had a woman you loved on her knees in front of you, putting one of your legs over her shoulder, you're missing out. I almost did come again, immediately when I felt her lips. Her tongue slid through me, soft and slow. She teased the tip of her tongue around my entrance, and I couldn't breathe. She pushed her tongue where her fingers had been, groaning at the taste of me, and I tangled my fingers in her hair, letting her and the wall support me more than my leg. It felt so fucking good. I wanted to come, but I didn't want her to stop. And I was stuck in that incredible in-between until she made me come, sucking on my clit like that.
Oh, you taste so fucking good.
Brat. You're such a brat. She turned off the shower and picked me up, carrying me into the bedroom. I kissed her shoulder, nuzzled my face into her neck. But when my back hit the mattress, I pushed at her shoulders and we rolled until I was on top. Don't move.
Oh, why, yes, ma'am.
Finally, I had the control to do what I wanted. I put my mouth everywhere. I kissed every inch of her, and if I lingered on her breast with my teeth and tongue teasing her nipples and soft skin, I can't be blamed, because she had perfect fucking breasts. No one inside of you.
Yes.
Tell me.
Please.
Tell me.
Sam, inside me. I want you inside me. Please.
There were things I'd left here. Things in this house neither of us had claimed, and I was thankful for it now. I reached into the nightstand and pulled out the double-ended strap. I rose to my knees and de-licked her lips as I put one end inside of me. I took hold of the strap, rubbing the head against her clit, making her whimper, and I gasped. Pantheon blessed the year 3046, because the sex toys were really peak. I could feel it every time I teased her. She was so wet, I didn't need to use lube. I slid inside her slow, and I could feel that too, and it was so damn ethereal being inside a woman you loved. I wrapped my fingers around her throat because she liked it, and so did I, watching her beautiful face as I moved. Eyes on me.
Oh, goddess, like that. Love me just like that.
You take me so good, my beautiful girl.
Oh, God. I'll come so quick if you let me.
What if I want more?
Oh, Sam. Goddess, please.
You'll come for me as many times as I want you to, won't you?
Yes. Yes, I will for you.
I drew it out, fucking her slow and deep. Like I had all the time in the world. Chasing the pleasure, basking in it, was as satisfying as having an O. We kissed, slow, loving, soft lips and tender smiles. Her hands traced my flushed skin with a reverence that made my heart ache and my pleasure spike. I did finally let her come, with my fingers laced with hers, with her arms above her head. Her eyes locked to mine. And oh, I wanted to come with her, but I was insatiable. You'll have to excuse us. There's lost time to make up for. So, get out.
Show me your neck. That's a good boy. What?
Ready to redeem yourself?
Just give me the details.
I'm sending the location to your phone. Do not enter. They're meeting someone tomorrow. Follow them when they leave. Do not be seen. Once you're there, send the location to me. Do you understand?
Fine. Whatever.
Don't fuck this up, Liara. Enjoy your snack.
Is everyone on Earth this annoying? Ugh, you better taste good. By the moon goddess, you've been fucking all day. Are we leaving anytime soon? So what have you been doing since leaving your perfect home planet? No, nothing much. Except my ship slipped through a wormhole and came to this shitty place called Earth. There they are. Fuck. Finally. Hurry up. Get in the car. Let's go already. Get your team ready. I'm following them now.
Y'all, this is the NIE show. I'm Anais, the number one SVT dimensional control agent. Yes, they pay me for that name drop. Anyways, last week I recounted the heroic tale about how I would say single-handedly, others would say I had help, I don't know, but how I stopped a war on some planet about who had the most arms. Not even something reasonable, like who had the most weapons, or who had the most money, or who had the most jewels. No. And remember, I told you how my own teammate, the one who I saved from elves and spiders and certain death, tried to kill me. Yeah, it was a mess. But anyways, I persevered because that's what bad bitches do. So before I tell you about my latest SVTDC mission, here's a word from our sponsors who support and pay me. So you better listen.
Knights are meant to kill demons, not court them. Imagine spending years disguising your gender so you could enjoy the freedoms otherwise denied to a woman. Well, how else could you have been knighted? And if you weren't knighted, you'd never have escorted a demon to the Dukes and met the woman of your dreams. Not that you can do anything about your infatuation, but pine from afar and fantasize that maybe Sinclair spends hours thinking of you too. When offered a stay at the Duke's Manor, of course you're suspicious, but it's your only chance to take your pining to the next level. Nothing untoward, of course. You know better than to step too far out of your perfectly curated role. So you settle for a nice picnic. But while gathering flowers for your beloved Sinclair, you witness something that changes everything. Sinclair isn't the woman you thought she was. A simple night in the garden turns into a journey through parts of the mystic wood never meant to be traveled. But maybe everything was meant to fall apart so you could build it into something better. Demon for a Night by K.J. Bradford is a sapphic romantasy novella perfect for fans of D&D and queer stories. Ebook pre-orders are available on Amazon and physical pre-orders on the author's website. Or just click that link down in the description.
Have you ever wanted to be asked about and celebrated for your hyperfocus? The thing or hobby that you could deep dive on for hours? I know I've wished that for myself. So, I created the Torn Talks podcast, a seasonal interview podcast where we chat and celebrate our hyperfocuses. No shunning or feeling you're too much here. Let's laugh and celebrate each other together. Find the Torn Talks podcast wherever you get podcasts, and a video version is available on YouTube at Torn Talks Creativity.
All right, got your piece in?
Do now.
Mic check.
I hear you. You stay safe, Sam.
I will. And I have you.
She kissed my cheek and went inside. Oh, that trust she had in me. After everything. Whew. Okay, okay. Keep it together, Dee. Focus. I didn't like her being out of my sight, not even for the few seconds I needed to wait for her to go inside. I counted to 15, a fucking lifetime, before I opened the door. It was a seat-yourself type of establishment, so I took up a spot at the bar. I had a clear view of the restaurant, and more importantly, Sam.
Nothing so far.
Nothing on my end either. Maybe she won't show.
Will you come back home with me if she doesn't?
Do you want me to?
We could work on this together.
Oh, you know I'm in.
You were in me pretty good last night.
Is that right? Well, only pretty good?
Okay. Better than. Oh, clocked her.
I see her. Samara was right. The woman looked spooked. Her braids were haphazardly piled on her head with a clip. She was wearing a wrinkled pantsuit, clutching a large purse, her eyes darting everywhere. She walked hurriedly to Sam, sat down, and immediately started rummaging around through her bag.
Nice to see you again.
I'm gonna give this to you, and then you're gonna have to help me disappear.
What are you giving me?
I shifted on my bar stool, pointing my phone towards the woman and pressed a button, doing a remote scan of her bag. I relaxed a little when it came back clean. No weapons.
Names.
Alliance names?
Shh, don't fucking say that out loud.
All right. I'm sorry.
Yes, their names. Todd kept track.
How did Todd know?
Because he was paranoid. He didn't trust anyone, and you shouldn't either.
I don't.
I'm serious. You think you're safe because you're SVTDC? You're not. You're stupid to think that. The world's a mess now. Nobody is safe.
People who work at SVTDC are on this list?
Yes, Todd said so. Higher ups, though. Here, take it.
Did you look at this list?
No, it's not my business.
You know, do you know who Todd was? What he was? Do you know what he took from me?
Why do you think I came to you?
That doesn't answer my question.
I thought Todd was a pacifist who liked playing dress up. I mean, that's what the Earth Military Coalition was before all this bullshit, right? Nobody was at war. SVTDC did all the planet and dimension hopping. The EMC was decoration, really. But afterwards, whatever. A lot of people changed, okay? Todd got spooked, and I found out he wasn't a pacifist. He was actually a coward.
He was a murderer, too.
I know that. What do you want from me? I didn't know he was going to kill your sister. Getting you this list is the only thing I can do.
But you knew he did it. How did you know?
Because he told me everything. Because the night he did it, he came home crying. Said he fucked up. He made me watch it. The footage? What happened on that boat? You don't go after SVT agents and get away with it. Even if the Alliance did have people inside, it wasn't going to save him. I knew that. And I knew his stupidity was going to get me killed too. So I hired a guy. Erased any trail that could lead me to him. I knew where he kept his blackmail file, as he called it, on the Alliance. I made a copy and I moved out. When I heard he died, whatever, I was scared. Stayed underground, but I can't run for the rest of my life. So, help me.
Sam looked like she wanted to do anything but help this piece of work, and I couldn't blame her. Remembering that mission? What happened to Sam's sister, Quill? Oh, it didn't make me feel very charitable either. We can leave her here if you want.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
You're thinking about what?
Shut up a moment.
Well, that's rude.
Fine. We'll take her in. London can deal with her.
Now, in between making love with Samara, I'd been thinking of all the ways someone might try and get at us if this meeting was made. I'd called someone I implicitly trusted and asked her to plant a few recon devices around the perimeter of the cafe for me. The device's only job was to alert me if someone was climbing up the side of the building. Like they were right now.
We've got company, Sam. Grab her and move to the...
Before I could finish, I saw Liara opening the front door of the restaurant. Well, shit.
Dee?
Plan B, Sam. Get her to the bar and take cover. I pulled my sidearm and fired into the air.
Now, I felt bad scaring all those poor people, but I needed the chaos, and it would alert emergency services. I jerked my gaze to Liara and sent her flying back to the door she'd come through. I bet she was tired of being tossed around. Welcome to Earth, asshole. With the small horde of people trying to get out, it would stall her for a few seconds. Next, I went to the rooftop railing and got a clear look at the five people in tactical gear scaling the building. Five clean shots and down they went. And I really hoped they wouldn't land on anybody below.
Goddess, please protect the innocent.
Speaking of the goddess, I heard it. The tiniest whisper in my ear, intuition coming in loud. And I turned back to the crowd, clocking the knife sailing at my head. Now, moving things with your mind costed energy and brain power. It was an ability to use sparingly. But I was a damn good shot, so I shot the knife out of the air. Now the knife thrower and her partner came running towards me, holding up their forearms that were glowing a translucent blue. Arm shield. Military tech. Damn. I hadn't clocked them for alliance. They'd look like such a nice couple. I mean, good on them for blending in so well. You know, you really couldn't trust anybody nowadays. I holstered my gun as the bigger of the two women reached me first. I'd knocked one of her teeth out by the time her partner reached me, trying to stab me with another steak knife, which was rude, by the way. I ended up putting that knife in her eye and snapping her partner's neck by the time I clocked Liara back in the doorway and she wasn't alone. Well, fuck. I waved my arms around and ripped up the tables from the floor, sending them towards the front door and the side door that led to the kitchens, creating a very temporary barricade. Then I hopped over the bar, ducking behind it with Sam and Noel.
I can't reach Hayden, and the SVT DC emergency teleport is offline.
Well, that's not good. Why do we have these things if they're that easy to counteract?
Except they shouldn't be that easy. Not unless...
Oh, not a fucking inside job.
I guess Noelle was right.
London and Dante are gonna be pissed. All right, options. Would my ring work again?
They're programmed for two, not three.
Well, so take Noelle and go.
I'm not leaving you.
Sam!
No. It's a complete sentence. You take Noelle and go.
Oh, absolutely not.
Damn it, Dee.
I said what I said, Samara.
Fine.
They're gonna kill us!
Listen to me.
I don't wanna die!
Hey! I need you to breathe and pay attention. When you get to the basement...
I don't want to go to one of those facilities!
Sweetie, I'm gonna need you to do less panicking and more listening.
Hey. Hey. Focus.
Okay.
They're not going to catch you. I'm going to teleport you away. When you get to the location, you won't be able to get out of the room. You're not trapped. Your phone will work. You call this number.
Yeah, sure.
And this number only. You do not call anyone else. You tell London you're at the McCoy estate. She'll know how to get you out.
And I want my ring back, so don't you dare lose it.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. All right. I can do that.
Samara rubbed the ring, whispering something again, and Noelle disappeared.
Plan D.
Okay. Just us two? I've got a semi-terrible idea.
I love your ideas.
Maybe not this one. We're gonna jump.
I'm sorry. Say more words?
We're gonna jump, and right before we hit the ground, I'm gonna use my ability and stop us from dying.
That's going to hurt.
Oh, what's a headache when I'll have you to wake up to?
Sure you don't just wanna kill them all?
Liara makes this fight harder. Now, I'm pretty sure we could take them, but I can't fight her and them.
Fair. Stupid fucking vampire. Okay, let's jump.
Right as I said that, I heard my dual barricades get destroyed. I grabbed Sam's hand and we booked it, vaulting over the bar right to the edge of the railing and jumped. Get on my back!
You can do this with two of us?
This is a hell of a time to want confirmation, baby!
I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about you.
No, I got it! I was 90% sure I had it. We dropped rapidly to the ground, my eyes blurring with the wind, so I relied less on them and more on my connection with the earth. Benefits of being a witch and all. I put my hands out in front of me, and when I felt us getting close enough to the ground, I focused on slowing our descent. Now, I was more than likely making a whole lot of grunting man noises because it was taking a lot of mind power to get us to stop.
That was one final push that made my brain feel like someone punched me right in the damn pineal gland. I face planted onto an awning, with a little bounce, more grunting, and then Samara and I tumbled off it and onto the sidewalk.
I got you. I got you.
Oh, nothing to it. Now, I was definitely going to pass out, but I had Sam's arms around me. And I was pretty sure that was Hayden walking towards us, so everything would be fine. Boy, was I wrong.
We tore your house apart, Samara. She wasn't there. Where is she?
Kiss my ass, Hayden.
You've got two options. You tell me, and you spend the rest of your days in a cozy alliance facility. Or you outlive your usefulness here and now. I kill you both, and I find her regardless.
Look, I'm not telling you shit. How many languages do you want me to say it in?
Don't you have anyone here that can read minds?
I'm not human, asshole. That shit doesn't work on me.
But it will work on D. Wake her up, then fetch the warlock.
About fucking time.
I will fucking kill you if you touch her again.
Calm down, Sam. She can take a little slap.
Not the fucking point.
Bitch!
You deserve more than that for tossing me out a fucking window.
Well, you tried to kill me first, so...
Whatever.
Why is the light so bright? Hang on. I'm tied up. Sam, are you tied up?
Yeah. We're in an Alliance warehouse.
Well, that's annoying. Are you okay?
I'm okay. Are you okay?
Bitchin' headache. Hayden, why are we... Wait, and you're with... Oh. Oh my fucking god, you rat bastard!
That's what I said!
Sorry, ladies.
Seriously? Your Alliance? Well, fuck! Well, not all men.
But somehow all fucking men.
Right? It's like being back in the 2000s.
This shit right here is why the Alliance exists.
Wild. I thought the Alliance existed because you're a bunch of power-hungry fuckwads who think kidnapping supernatural beings is okay.
Was he going to give a speech? Oh, I swear to Lilith, if you give a villain speech, I will off myself.
Absolutely not, babe.
Sam, I can't take a villain monologue. This can't be our life.
I miss our life together.
Me too.
I shouldn't have let you move out.
I shouldn't have moved out.
It's just... You were gone so much before, and I stopped going to therapy.
Babe, why didn't you tell me?
I don't know. I stopped going because losing her didn't stop hurting, and it didn't feel like it was helping. I wanted to feel better. I wanted to feel like me again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am so sorry about your sister, Sam. And, you know, I'm sorry I closed up after I... She was on my team, and we lost her. That's why I was gone so much. I had to find who killed her. I had to find Todd. But I should have been there for you.
No, stop. This isn't all on you. I never blamed you. Never. Didn't you know that?
I blamed me.
I blamed him. And it hurt less after he was dead. So, thank you, Dee. Thank you for finding him.
After we killed him, too. It was so healing.
It really was.
We're getting back together, right?
Yeah, we are.
What the fuck?
At least I let you get closure.
You just shot my wife in the head, you fucking asshole!
Newsflash, Dee! She's not your wife anymore! And now she's really not. Because she's dead.
How did I not know you were a piece of shit all along?
Because you're not as smart as you think you are.
Oh, the fuck I'm not.
Oh, all that pussy power didn't help you in the long run, did it? Sam's sister? Dead. Sam? Dead. And guess what, princess? You're next.
Oh, you just fucking love hearing yourself talk.
Actually, yeah, I do. Sit tight. We'll read your mind. I'll kill you. Maybe you two can reincarnate together. So romantic. Whoa, no,
no, how? What? No!
You remember how I said Sam wasn't from Earth? Well, fun fact, Sam's race had the ability to shapeshift, and some of them chose dragons. Now, the way Sam explained it to me, this particular ability only activated under extreme duress as a defense mechanism. Not everyone on their planet had it, and we hoped Sam's sister had the same ability, but no. Anyway, if you've never watched your girl turn into a fucking dragon, you are really missing out. The transformation was instant. She wasn't dinosaur size, but she took up half the room, and when she extended those wings, she busted up all the crates in the warehouse and even put a hole in the wall. Oh, and she was gorgeous, too. All red, leathery scales and big, angry eyes. Damn! Hayden unloaded a clip, screaming bloody murder, and I don't blame him. I wouldn't want an angry dragon looking at me either. She batted him with one clawed hand, and I heard the crack of bone as he flew into the crates. He didn't move. Liara came back with a warlock and a few alliance goons, and honestly, I felt a little bad for Liara. Sam was super protective on a good day, and after all the shit we'd been through, they were fucked. The warlocks tried to use their magic to throw shit at Sam, but it bounced off her like it was nothing. She picked up Liara in one claw, opened her mouth, and breathed literal fucking fire on those warlocks and the alliance goons that tried to shoot her. I mean, the flame was so strong, they literally turned to ash. And poor Liara, she should have stayed on the Moria, honestly, because Sam bit that vampire in half, tossed both pieces onto the floor, and stomped on them until there was nothing left of Liara but goo. It was gross, but honestly, between you and me, it was kind of hot. Sam waited, making sure there was no one else. When she was satisfied the coast was clear, she used one dragon claw to break the cuffs around my arms and legs. And glowing a bright, beautiful red, she transformed back into a two-legged hottie. Goddess, you're hot.
Thank you. You okay?
Babe, I just watched you turn into a dragon. I am more than okay.
You know what I mean.
I do, and the point still stands. I took off my jacket, wrapping it around her since she was naked and all. Oh, you're still alive. Persistent little cockroach.
He won't be alive much longer. That breathing sounds bad.
Really bad?
How did you...
Oh, you didn't know Sam's race could do that. Well, I mean, it was bold of you to assume your SVT security clearance was high enough to know details that weren't important to your job.
Stupid of him, really.
Really stupid? Like he doesn't know who he works for.
Probably because he was just pretending to work for SVT.
Oh, wait. Do they tell you everything in the Alliance? Oh, they can't be that dumb.
Can you find out before he bleeds out?
I can try. Not like I have to worry about doing brain damage.
Don't... touch me!
Oh, shut up! I put my fingers against Hayden's temple. Reading the mind of an unwilling subject wasn't like in the movies. You couldn't just do it. Most people had natural defenses, even if they didn't know it, and pushing yourself into someone's mind was an invasion, plain and simple. You could hurt them and yourself if you didn't know what you were doing. But I did know what I was doing, and I didn't much care if I hurt Hayden. When I started poking through his memories, looking for information on the Alliance, I was not expecting what I found. What the fuck?
Baby?
Oh, what the fuck?
What's wrong?
She's alive.
Who's alive?
Your sister. Quill's alive.
What? How? No, Dee. You saw Todd kill her. We all saw it. The body cams, he slit her throat. He kicked her off that boat.
Oh, he did kill her, but... Oh, my fuck. She woke up. She woke up and she called Hayden. You motherfucker, she trusted you. She followed protocol and you brought her to the Alliance. Oh, you're so fucking lucky you're dying.
Wait. She didn't shapeshift into anything. She just healed herself back from death? What the fuck?
I guess so. That's why he shot you so fast. He thought you were gonna wake up like she did. You fucking cuck.
That's... You know what? It doesn't matter. Where is she? We have to get her.
Oh, I know exactly where she is. Going to be a bad day for the Alliance times two. Thanks, Hayden. I gave his cheek a few hard slaps, and he stared at me as the light left his eyes. It was kind of sad, I'll admit. I thought we were friends. Oh well, fuck him. More important things. I pulled his cell phone out of his pocket. Sam and I had a new mission now.
SVT Dimensional Control Report, Senior Agent London Suresh.
Director, Angela. Our agents in Division 19 cleaned out 2 Alliance cells, 29 Supernaturals, and 4 of Lexi's scientists were freed. Stolen Dimensional Tech and the Earth Military Coalition cargo have also been confiscated. Additionally, we have got a team member back, Agent Quill McCoy, and a list of current Alliance members. We are checking that list for accuracy and taking necessary steps. Thankfully, the number of names inside the SVT and SVT Dimensional Control is small, but still concerning. McCoy and Vossen are on leave.
That closes up this matter, but I've got something I need you to listen to. Do you know who Alexa Virez is? She claims to know us, and she sent an SOS. Attaching the file to this report. Feel free to keep me in the loop if you'd like. Very weird. Another motherfucker I don't know.
Stop touching my stuff, Dante! Fogo, get your brother!
You know, we are so fucking cliche.
What do you mean?
Look at us, lying on the beach after taking down some of the bad guys. It's like the end scene of a movie.
We're not a movie. And this is definitely not the end.
You promise?
I promise. I'm not losing you again, Dee.
You didn't lose me the first time.
Well, a year without you sucked, and I'm not doing it again.
That's a deal. How's Quill?
She's with my parents. They're on a luxury cruise around Venus.
Oh, ooh, bougie. You know what? Good for her. She deserves it.
Yeah, she really does.
Do your parents know why she was able to heal herself like that?
You know, they don't. And they don't want to put her through more tests. Not right away. As far as we know, she's the first of my kind that has a healing ability that isn't tied to shifting. It'll stay a mystery for now.
You know what? I think that's a good call. Whatever the reason, I'm really glad you've got her back, Sam.
Yeah. Me too. Dee?
Hmm?
You can say it now.
Yeah?
Please.
I love you, Samara.
Don't stop.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Don't Stop. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and share this episode with your friends. There are more Tales of the Forgotten shows for you to discover. To learn more about us, hang out with us during events, sign up for a membership, or support us, visit talesoftheforgotten.com. Or you can check out our community website at keeperofthetales.com. Links down in the description. Don't Stop was written and directed by Crystal Storm. Assistant Director Hannah Cardiac. Sound design by Crystal Storm and Hannah Cardiac. Cover art by Gerald Hill. Starring Ronan R. Suda as Samara McCoy. Crystal Storm as Deanna Vossen. Adam Corman as Hayden. Rebecca Olivia Hodges as Liara. Kelly N. Hill as Noelle. Matt Davies as the Warlock. Jocelyn Ford as London Charette. Don't Stop is an original audio drama created by Crystal Storm and the Tales Network.
absolutely no consent is given for any part of this production, especially the voice actors' voices, to be stolen or trained by generative AI.